bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hey, you know, on this show, we often tell you that the Windows update process is a good thing to do about once a month to see if you've got all the latest patches and upgrades.
It's one of the most goodest inventions that has come about on the internet. Except
for when it's not.
Yeah, except for when it's not.
Microsoft posted a new update last week for a very short period of time that created a lot of problems. They subsequently pulled it down, and they will be coming up with the fix, and I believe the fixed version is up already. If you downloaded recently Windows updates, in fact, David, who wrote in, was trying to figure out why his network connections all went to heck after he downloaded a Windows update. It turns out that the most recent Windows update that was posted about a week ago had a problem in it only for those people that have
Windows XP,
and they have their own firewall software like Zone Alarm, Black Ice Defender, one of those others. This latest update was meant to be a more secure. It had some security components in it, and apparently if you already have a security program and you download this thing, the two security programs basically disconnect you from your network, your internet connection, from all kinds of good stuff.
So if you recently downloaded a Windows update, you're running Windows XP, and you've started having network problems since, stay tuned to the follow-up newsletter for the exact update you need to get rid of.
Actually, you don't need to do anything other than go and uninstall the last update.
Huh. How are they going to know which one's the last one?
It's by date in XP's add remove programs.
That would be a good way to remove it.
So if you're in Windows XP and you're having this problem, like David, just go to the control panel, go to the add remove programs, and it'll list out alphabetically all the programs. Windows stuff is generally at the very bottom, Windows, hotfix, all kinds of stuff. And you can tell by date, the date that it was installed, and just click on the remove button and see if everything comes back to life.
Hey, look at that. For that, Microsoft then gets our Bonehead of the Day award.
Yes, they do.
Bonehead of the Day.
Actually, Bonehead of the Month might cover it.
Yeah, you know. Who knows? Week.
Oh, you know, security software, we shouldn't have to test for that. There's really only 60-80% of the people that actually run that stuff.
You know, a couple other people have written in about the Windows updates and said, you know, how do I know what's good to install and what's not? And generally, the good rule of thumb is there have been very, very few times when there have been bad updates out. So I would say, in general, when you have new Windows updates out, especially the ones in the critical updates section, I would go out there at least once every other week or so, and download and install those updates.
A minimum of once a month. And if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, Windows users can simply take a little jog on the internet to windowsupdate.com. And what that'll do is it'll take you to a Microsoft website that will actually look at your version of Windows to see which patches you do and don't have, and then it'll give you a list of all the programs that have come out or all the updates that have come out since the last time you did this.
And in general, go ahead and you should be able to install safely any of those critical updates. And again, every now and then, and maybe once every year or so, they'll have one like this that they'll put out just for a few days, realize that there's a problem, and pull it back. And so if you ever, you know, have that kind of problem, and you generally, you know, this Nick was on the right path, I think, and where he said, hey, I this problem started right after I installed that update.
You mean David?
David? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he had a Nick.
His subject line was Nick in a coma. Nick meaning network interface card. Nick.
So anyway.
All right.
That's what did we say, generally install those things?
Yes, yes.
And we'll warn you when they're bad.
It's the same argument people have with seatbelts. Well, good thing I didn't have my seatbelt on that 1/100th of a time, because, you know, seatbelts in general are going to save your life. These updates are going to save your life. On occasion, yes, something can go wrong, but the odds are stacked way.
And any of the things that have gone wrong, quote-unquote, in the past, generally have been very non-destructive. They just caused a little inconvenience, and then you just uninstall them, and life is fixed. So
just keep that in mind with anything. Anytime, especially in Windows XP, if there's a problem with something, you know, right after you install it, the first thing you want to do is go and get rid of that and see if the problem goes away. All right, let's talk to Bill, who has a great question about cartridges and ink in printing.
Well, I have a couple of simple questions. I have an Epson printer, and it works, but it doesn't print. It was there for a while. It was printing half a letter, and then now it's not printing anything at all. So I'm kind of thinking that the inkjets have dried out because of lack of use.
Well, yeah, here's the deal. Epson does not... Epson and HP are my two favorite inkjet printers.
It depends on the week, which one's the more favorite.
But there's a very different process that they use for the nozzles themselves. Epson puts the nozzles on the mechanism that holds the ink cartridge itself, so it's actually separate from the ink cartridge. HP actually includes the nozzles on the ink cartridges, which is why HP nozzle or cartridges tend to be a little more expensive.
Right. There's actually separate print heads on each cartridge you buy when you buy an HP, but the print heads are kind of a fixed device on the Epson.
Yeah, well, the nozzles themselves, that's what gets clogged up. So with an Epson printer, if you don't use it for a while, it can clog up the heads. And actually, any inkjet printer, the heads can clog up, those little nozzles can clog up if you don't use it for an extended period of time.
Well, would it be cheaper to just replace it or to have it repaired?
Well, there's probably no... how expensive is this printer?
This is the 440... It's not that expensive.
How old is it?
About 3 years.
All right, replace it. Don't even bother trying to get it repaired. The only thing you can try doing is the cleaning process that's built in. Do it like 30 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if that doesn't get rid of the stuff and doesn't return it, I mean, the amount of money...
You're going to spend probably about the same amount of money to
less.
You're going to spend less to replace it with a newer printer that can do more than that one can that you have than you would to fix it. So.
Okay. And stick to either Epson or HP.
This has the parallel cable. I'll have to replace it with the USB cable. Is that compatible with what I've got?
We don't know what you got, but probably.
I've got the parallel.
A lot of them have both parallel and USB still, so if that's an important part, then look for something that's got both.
Okay.
All right.
Now, also, Bill,
hey.
I'm going to stick Bill back on hold, and when we come, we're going to get him off the air. So it's Ken Colburn, Brandon Izzy. It's the Computer Corner, and we're going to go to a break. We got a free line open at 602-277-5827.
Hour number two coming up.